Love is a doorway that leads deeper and deeper. I'm an explorer, one to discover, uncover you. Unfold you, unfold deeper and deeper to the core. One's hidden, forbidden, open up to new spaces to explore and dare to feel where we did not be before. I wanna hold you, unfold. In the core, there's a fire there, and it burns away the stories we wear. And you feel the flame, it sets you free as you rise out passionately. You let it burn, burn, burn. You let it burn, burn. You let it burn, burn, burn. You let it burn. Unfold you, you. I wanna hold you, unfold you.
Wow. So good. Welcome to Soul Punch Sunday.
Welcome to Soul Punch Sunday.
This is our first ever episode, and I'm delighted to be here with my soulmate, Miss Bree Shillings. We've been talking about doing this for a little while, but with all this coronavirus craziness that's going on right now, we figured what better time to bring music to you than right now. And after hearing a song like that, Bree, it's delicious. Tell us a little bit about it. Where'd that come from?
Well, firstly, I wanted to talk a little bit about Soul Punch Sunday and the importance of at this time where we are taken out of our everyday norms and kind of going into a time of isolation where we can't step into music or step into certain places where we usually are. We thought, let's bring the music to you. And I also encourage you to be creative and look at what you're doing, whether it be art or whatever it is, and take a look at how you can step into that in a new way that we're not used to. But it's letting us kind of explore ourselves and each other, maybe step into a place where we've always wanted to be. But now with the present predicament, the coronavirus.
We're locked down in our homes, right?
it forces us to step into that. So Deeper to the Core is a song, as you heard, and I love you to take it into your own interpretation. But for me, it was really a time when confronting a truth or ourself, when you have to just sit with yourself and feel where you're feeling fed and where you're feeling inspired and where you're feeling that burn in your core to catapult you and move you into the next phase of your life.
Yeah.
And I think that that really fits what we're going through right now.
Yeah, right.
You have to seek deep inside of yourself and maybe explore yourself more.
Yeah. What better time to do that than now? We're confined to our homes and we're all on lockdown, and so this is going to be a time that will really force us to search deep into the core and find out who we really are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the crazy thing is, you know, this might be a time where we actually are able to become more connected than we've ever been. I know for Bree and I, for example, we had all kinds of plans. In fact, we were supposed to be on a Pacific Northwest road trips, seeing family this week, but with all this craziness, we're here and we're actually making a podcast and our first ever YouTube channel videos. Soul Punch Sunday is coming to life because of it. So, you know, it obviously sucks that we're not on vacation, but, you know, this is forcing us to create in a different way.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Not so much looking at what you don't have, but look at what is already in the making and what is happening right now.
Yeah.
And because of that, because we weren't able to be with our lovely family, we are also opening up this space for other artists to come and share and express themselves. So any artists out there who have some songs in their heart or poetry who would love to be a part of this, please visit our website and contact us. And we'd love to have you here so you can connect on a deeper level, too.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's definitely one of the goals of Soul Punch Sunday, is to allow our space to be something where other artists can be recognized. We were actually supposed to be up seeing my brother this weekend, and he's a musician as well. And he gave me the kind of quote that, you know, 95% of artists out there are, you know, plenty, you know, qualified and capable of being very successful, but only 5% actually ever get recognized. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I don't know what the numbers actually are, and I'm sure it's, you know, it's a stat that's a little subjective, but I do truly believe that there are so many, you know, thousands of great artists out there that just have never been recognized and never been fully appreciated for their talents. So we would certainly love to open up our home and the recording space here for a space for local artists and other artists that may be traveling to come in and enjoy this. Mm-hmm. So I look forward to doing that.
Absolutely.
So Bree and I have been together now for almost 6 months. We had the conversation earlier. We collided in this like beautiful way, and it's been hard to separate us ever since. The first vacation that we went on, we woke up the very first morning, and I can remember looking over at you and looking outside. We were up in Lake June, which is up in the Mammoth area, and we were looking up at the hillside, and it's covered in snow because we got a couple feet of snow that night, and the sun was out, and it was just glistening off this mountainside. It was so beautiful. And I looked over at you, and you looked back at me, and it was just this magical moment. And all of a sudden, we said, let's write a song.
Mm. And Levi said, oh my gosh, I love waking up with snow-covered hills.
That's right.
Yeah. And Brandon said, you need to write that down. And then he went and grabbed my guitar, and he brought it to me.
Yeah.
And I think that's really love, and I think that's really support. Is when someone recognizes where you shine the most and like physically hands you yourself, if that makes sense, yeah. Or just reminds you of where your expression is and your heart is. Yeah. So that kind of started to unfold into a song. We wrote it in like 45 minutes.
It was crazy. It came together quickly. It started on the guitar. It's since been transposed to the piano.
Yep.
And I love hearing you on the piano. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, the song Heaven With You, I would love to hear you play it.
I would love to play Heaven's Here With You. And I love just that whole title because oftentimes we are searching for our heaven.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's all in the making, and just allowing yourself to be present and find that little piece of heaven here on earth. So without further ado, Heaven's Here With You.
Up this morning, snow-filled hills in view. Been searching for my heaven, heaven's here with you. Been down many windy roads, lost, found, back around, searching for my heaven, heaven's here with you. Like the first light, reflecting pure white, bringing me back to life. Rivers flowing with this knowing, heaven's here with you, it's here with you, heaven's here with you. Spirit needed light. is in your eyes. Searching for my heavens, heavens here with you. Searching for my heaven, heavens here with you. I found my heaven, searching for my heaven. I found my heaven, searching for my heaven. I found my heaven, searching for my heaven. Searching for my heaven. Been searching for my heaven, and heaven is here. Heaven's here with you.
Well, I'd love to go into our next section. We honestly haven't even practiced this yet, but the next section called Soul Vitamins. Brie, can you give me like a little like fun beat on the piano? This is totally raw.
Let's see.
Can you give me something lively? Soul Vitamins. Yes. Time for some Soul Vitamins.
Soul vitamins, soul vitamins, take them every day when you're feeling down, when you need a little higher frequency.
We all need.
Did you know that positive thinking boosts your immune system? And at this time, with a virus at large, we all need to take charge and pop some soul vitamins. It's good for your health.
And I believe that soul vitamins come in the form of sound and music.
Yeah. One of the things we've been talking about a lot this last week is the best way to stay healthy in this crazy time is to be active, positive thinking, and, you know, cheer up. And everybody being so depressed is just going to make things worse, right?
Have your feelings. It's okay to feel bad and to feel good and just explore it all. There's no harm in that. But remember not to be there for too long. Feel it. Feel yourself. Learn yourself. And then pop that little soul vitamin. Know what that thing is that step up for you.
Absolutely.
And though we can't physically be together, something like this, like Soul Punch Sunday, or have a friend to call, I'm so grateful for the technology right now.
Right.
I really am.
Yeah.
We so often hear that we need to escape, you know, and leave, go offline. And it's so interesting that at this time, it's almost like going online is where we're going to find our solace and connectivity.
It was like we had my daughter over, Kendall, last night, and she was having a video chat with literally like four of her friends at the same time on her iPhone. And it was kind of cool to see her interacting with her friends during this time and not just watching, you know, YouTube channels mindlessly. So, also we've forced her to, you know, step into some of her art. The Soul Punch that we see right up here was painted, and you know, this is a time where it's time to, you know, think of other ways to be creative and step into different ways to express yourself. And that's one of the things I love about Heaven Is With You. That was a song where we're expressing, you know, our feelings for each other and you know, through this song. And I look forward to, you know, hopefully more people finding different ways, you know, during this time of transition to express themselves in more artistic and creative ways.
I second that.
Yes. So, you know, I think the focus on health is a big thing. And, you know, we don't want to get into a whole discussion about COVID-19, people have heard enough of that, but we definitely want people to focus during these times on staying happy, staying healthy, being creative, and finding great ways to express yourself. And we hope that when the lockdown is over and we can open our home up, we can have a lot of people over and really enjoy the space that we're in. In the meanwhile, we hope a lot of people tune in and find some solace in music and the expression that we have. Mm-hmm.
I think that we are going to do a little waking up during this time of a lot of reflection. We think back to our childhood and where we came from, and a lot, and sharing a lot of memories, I think, is really important to know where we came from, to know where we're going. And so this is a song that I actually wrote when I was probably about 15 called Waking Up. And I love
Prodigy.
Music. I love music, and I love sharing stories, because I do believe history repeats itself. And so even though the song was written years ago, it feels like it's very appropriate for this time. I hope you enjoy it. It's called Waking Up.
Realize now I've been trying so hard, trying so hard to avoid failure, that I've forgotten to take time to learn from my mistakes. Been afraid, afraid to live, to take risks. Well, it's time, time I broke loose and plunged without fear. No, not recklessly, but the daring new. Starting today, starting right now, I am awake enough to see that I am. Ready to stand up for what I believe in. I believe in. Take my dreams, dreams, and achieve them. Take my dreams and achieve them. Ready to take the plunge. Come on, let's live right now. Tired of living in lies, tired of running from faults. quiet this heart. I wanna believe in who I am, where I'm going and where I've been. Done with all the waiting, stepping out, no hesitating, starting today, starting right now. I am waking up to see that I'm starting today, starting right now. I am waking up to
can't believe you wrote that at 15. Prodigy.
I think we're always waking up.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're put in positions. One of my favorite quotes I read was like the earth saying, "I'm sorry I had to make you uncomfortable, what you wouldn't move."
Yeah.
And so I think that we go through that often in our lives.
We're certainly being forced to a place of uncomfort right now, right?
Yeah.
The universe forcing us into this place of uncomfort and forcing us to move.
Yeah.
In different ways anyways.
And unite us.
Yeah.
You know, it's a time to come back to ourselves. And then also within caring for ourselves, you can care for more people.
You know, we live in a time now where, you know, people are raiding grocery stores for toilet paper and... You know, I think it's time for us to all step back and realize that we're all going to be okay. And it's time for us to unite. It's time for us to come together as communities and people. It doesn't matter your race. It doesn't matter your sex, your belief system. There should be no prejudice. And we should all unite as one people. And this virus doesn't have a prejudice. It doesn't care what color your skin is or what your belief system is, and nor should we. So
you're saying we can learn from it?
From that perspective, yes, we could, my dear.
Yeah, I think that is the time to, as I said before, really take this time to understand yourself. Because when we're put in a situation like this, we can listen to how everyone else is reacting, but it's really important to listen to yourself and check into where you were mindlessly reaching for things, and maybe take this time to be a lot more mindful.
Yeah.
And be curious about each other and what's going on. If you don't understand it, be excited to have a conversation and learn about it.
Yeah.
Rather than just take the facts that are given to us.
And one thing we're going to get real used to is the people we live with, we're going to spend a lot of time with, and you know, really focus on, you know, the love and the passion that you have for the people that are in this household with you. Because you're going to be spending a lot of time with them. Mm-hmm. I know one of the things that you and I have been doing, which I've absolutely loved and would recommend to anybody, is we've been learning about the about some of the Buddhist forms of love and going through from understanding, compassion, and these ways of really learning to love in a better way. And mm-hmm. it doesn't matter your belief system. Again, certainly don't want this as a platform for any politics or religion, but I love just learning about the Buddhist forms of love, because it's really helped to bring us closer. And it's something that as we continue to spend more time together, I want to spend more time focusing on, because the more, that a relationship grows, I think the more we can drift. And this is a time for, at least I hope a lot of people will spend more time refocusing and recalibrating mm-hmm. their love for the people that are in the same household.
I love what you mentioned about the home, because I do believe we have three forms of home bodies. We have home earth, and then you have your physical home, and then you have your home in your body.
Yeah.
And at this time, I think that they should all be united, and you should treat them all the same.
Yeah.
And how you treat your body is how you're going to treat your home, and how you're going to treat your earth, and vice versa. And if you haven't thought about that, I invite you to think about, how are you someone that just throws a piece of paper on the ground or litters? Because are you littering your body? Are you littering your home? Like, I think they're all a reflection of what we do.
Yeah, I love that. And if you're not taking care of yourself, mm-hmm. how can you take care of your home? Mm-hmm. How can you take care of your partner? How can you take care mm-hmm. of your loved ones, your children, whoever it is? So, I definitely hope that we're all more mindful of that. Mm-hmm. And, I heard a really great analogy, and I'd like to share that. And it's, if you were only able to buy one car the rest of your life, you just had one vehicle and you could never get another vehicle, how would you treat that one car? And it really made me step back and think, like, if I just had that one car, oil changes would be on time. I'd get all the service done right. I'd constantly be, that's our body. We're given one body. Mm-hmm. We're given one life that we know of.
And we're borrowing it. And it's not even ours.
Yeah, true. And so
we're just floating through it.
How do we treat it? And I, definitely think this is a time for us to hone in and focus on that as well as, so focus on ourselves, focus on our home and the others around us, and step into love and life in a whole new way. So I don't want to steal your thunder on this last song because it's so much fun, but I'm so excited to talk about it because Bree and I came back from an amazing trip, and fortunately we beat the coronavirus by getting to Kauai in the month of February while this was all just ramping up, but before there was any real craziness about it. And so we got to have a really enjoyable time, best time of my life, and enjoying this incredible island. And while we were there, we got to write a great song together. And it's something that I'm really excited to listen to you play live here.
I will play it. And I just to give a little credit to the songs, they write themselves. And that's what I love so much about music, is because I sit down and I say, let's go on an adventure. And so Kauai wrote this song, and we got to be the vessels for it to come through. And what better time than remembering that everything is connected. We're all connected. And when we're going through something like this, we're all in it together.
Gonna take a dip in the sweet waters of Kauai, hike the Napali Costa with ya, along the Kalaloa Trail. This island be calling, calling. Everything is alive and we're all connected. Deep from the core, this pulsing inside is leaving us breathless, breathless. The sacred jungle, birds singing their love songs. Down below us, infinite sea, humpback whales showing us everything is alive and we're all connected, connected. Deep from the core, this pulsing inside is leaving us breathless, breathless. Everything is alive and we're all connected. Everything is alive and we're all connected. Deeper and deeper in love, we be falling with this island in perfect harmony. Deeper and deeper in love, we be falling with this island in perfect harmony. Everything is alive and we're all connected, connected. Deep from the core, this pulsing inside is leaving me breathless. Everything is alive and we're all connected, connected. Everything is alive and we're all connected, connected. Everything is alive and we're all connected, connected.
Thank you so much for joining us for Soul Punch Sunday. We look forward to catching you the next time. We'll have a new featured artist every week. And until then,
I'd like to thank Jeff Rolden for being here. He's our producer and videographer and friend. So thank you for being here, Jeff. You can find us on YouTube and our website, soulpunchsunday.com. We're also going to be on Spotify, iTunes, and Google Play. So.
And Instagram.
And Instagram. Thank you for that.
For lots of pictures of Shadow, who is our mascot.
Come here, bud. Shadow.
That's a good boy. You've just been hanging out, huh? That's a good boy.
Stay healthy. Take care. Yep. See you next time.
See ya.